I Wouldn't Want to Leave You, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Han Chan wakes up feeling like he got hit by a truck or something. He groans quietly and lifts a hand up to his throbbing head. In fact, there is no part of him that isn't kind of aching in some way, and it's a bit hard to tell which parts are actually hurting the most. He's pretty sure opening his eyes is a bad idea, but he probably should do that anyway. Before he can quite manage to do that, there's a voice saying, "You're awake. Good." He recognizes that voice, Han Chan thinks and blinks his eyes open. And yeah, bad idea. He squints, his head throbbing that much worse for actually trying to look at things. But a moment later, his eyes focus on the person squatting down next to him, peering at him with a worried expression. The deep shadows make his face look strange, but that's definitely Luo Fusheng. It takes another moment for Han Chan to realize that it's really not all that bright after all, and the only thing giving them light is a small flashlight in Luo Fusheng's hand, that he's very nicely not pointing at Han Chan's face. Han Chan tries to sit up and instantly regrets moving, because pain shoots through his leg, and okay, he definitely knows which part of him hurts the most. He grits his teeth and only makes a small grunt. "Let me help you," Luo Fusheng says, reaching out to Han Chan. Han Chan nearly tells him to keep his hands to himself, but he's definitely not going to manage to sit up on his own.
"Thanks,"
Han Chan says through gritted teeth, and then has to bite down harder when Luo Fusheng actually helps them to sit up and lean against the rock behind him. Han Chan has a feeling like his body might have gotten a bit too well acquainted with that rock already. "You're hurt," Luo Fusheng tells him, and he sounds worried too, Han Chan thinks.
"I noticed," he answers dryly.
His throat feels dry and raspy, and he has to cough slightly. The movement makes his head throb again, like it's trying to remind him of the fact that it's not just his leg hurting. "Here," Luo Fusheng says, holding out a bottle of water. Han Chan looks at it suspiciously for a second before taking it. He's pretty sure Luo Fusheng isn't about to poison him at this point. Besides, that's definitely not Luo Fusheng's style. Luo Fusheng gives him a sudden, bright smile, and for a moment, even in the dark, it lights up his whole face. Han Chan's breath catches a bit, and he quickly takes a swig of water.
"What happened?" Han Chan asks.
"We fell," Luo Fusheng says with a small huff. "Yeah, I remember that much," Han Chan tells him dryly. "And then there was a cave-in. I honestly don't know if someone planned this, or if this is another case of my bad luck. If it is, I'm sorry for dragging you into it," Luo Fusheng says with a wry little twist to his lips. Han Chan feels a little throb in his chest, but every part of him is hurting and it might be broken ribs for all he knows. It's probably not broken ribs. He sighs quietly and looks at Luo Fusheng.
"I don't think you're the one who made any of this happen," he says.
It makes Luo Fusheng smile again, even if not quite as brightly. That makes Han Chan feel a bit more accomplished than he should. But yeah, at this point Han Chan really doesn't think Luo Fusheng is responsible for luring Han Chan out here. That still doesn't explain what Luo Fusheng of all people is actually doing out here in the first place.
"Thanks for trying to help," he says quietly.
He remembers that much too. Luo Fusheng wouldn't be here with him right now if he hadn't tried to save Han Chan. Luo Fusheng laughs and looks away.
"That's what I'm here for, to help you," he says.
This time Han Chan just makes a small grunt. He's heard that from Luo Fusheng before, but he's not doubting it quite as much as he usually might right now. He bends forward a bit, trying to get a look at his leg.
He's pretty sure that's the injury he should actually be worried about. All the rest feel not that bad.
It might be broken, Luo Fusheng tells him, which probably means Luo Fusheng had been checking Han Chen's injuries while he was still out.
I might have fallen on you a little bit, he admits with a grimace. Han Chen bites back a sigh and asks, how long was I out?
Probably not long enough to worry about, Luo Fusheng says while managing to sound worried.
Yeah, that's... well, there's nothing Han Chen can do about it right now anyway. He's pretty sure he doesn't have a concussion, at least. He doesn't feel like he has a concussion.
And you? Are you injured? He asks, and there might be a small sliver of actual concern in his heart.
Luo Fusheng had gotten into this because of Han Chen, after all.
Luo Fusheng flashes him another lopsided smile.
Not as bad as you, he says. Then he reaches out to rest a hand on Han Chen's arm. Don't worry. I'll get us out of here somehow. Even if I have to dig us out with my bare hands, Luo Fusheng promises with a fierce glint in his eyes.
He feels kind of touched, despite himself.
Let's try to think of something a bit more realistic than that first, Han Chen tells him, and then he smiles at Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng stares at him, his hand tightening on Han Chen's arm. Then Luo Fusheng blinks quickly a few times, long lashes sweeping up and down.
All right. We'll do whatever you say, Luo Fusheng agrees.
Huh, Han Chen thinks.
Luo Fusheng is usually never that agreeable. Maybe he's more worried about Han Chen than he'd thought.
The end.